Good morning, good afternoon, good evening to everyone. I hope all is well. Just wanted to share as we are continuing our journey towards Tisha B'Av. Be'ezus Hashem, as we've said, we hope and pray that Tisha B'Av will be a Yom Tov this year and that our work and our slowly and little by little trying to better ourselves in our relationships with other people, specifically as we, Baruch Hashem, we try and touch upon or learn a halacha of Hilchos Lashon Hara and talk about how wonderful people can be and our Acheinu Kol Beis Yisrael, our brothers and sisters, how amazing people are and can be. One of the challenges I think that we all have is just we need review. You know, we're human and we just need to remind ourselves how to be better with our friends, with our parents, with the people we're close to and the people who were around. I wanted to share just two amazing, amazing stories, in my humble opinion, that happened, that I was around this was Thursday night and Shabbos. Just two quick stories. Number one, someone told me, just this story is like unbelievable. Just a great person. I obviously can't mention his name because it could lead to Lashon Hara, meaning the person himself, I could say who it is, but you'll hear the story, definitely would be probably Lashon Hara, based on the other person. Basically, there was somebody who, when he was younger, I'm not even going to mention the greed, when he was younger, his Rebbe was terrible to him, and he was made his life miserable. And it was a terrible year for him with this Rebbe, and he met this Rebbe at this literally just happened. He met this Rebbe at a simcha, and he went over to the Rebbe, and he the victim apologized to the Rebbe, saying, I think if I'm saying this, like something like, I'm sorry if I, you know, hurt you or made things difficult for you. I was a difficult student. Like, oh my goodness, how much gvura does that take for someone to do that? And then the Rebbe apologized to him. And I was like, when I heard the story, I'm like, why didn't Mashiach come like right then there at that moment? Like the victim goes over to the perpetrator, the Rebbe, the one who hurt him, and apologizes. Oh my goodness, to say I'm sorry. Just parenthetically, and it's not parenthetically, that person the next day got a major raise in his position, what he's doing, his job. Unbelievable. I asked the person for a bracha when he told me the story. That's story number one, which, by the way, this next story was, I told my family that story that I just said after I was sitting Friday night with my, son, my 12-year-old Baruch Hashem, and we always learn Hilchos Lashon Hara, B'li'ayin Hara, B'li'ayin Hara. You know, he's sensitive, as you'll hear the story. We were sitting around talking about when you have like a gap in a family, if you're the youngest child and there's like 10 years difference between you and the other siblings, whatever, the challenges. And then this is what he said. And then he says, yeah, there's someone in my class or someone who I know who's like that. And then we were just saying like, yeah, it might be difficult here and there. And then he stopped in the middle and said, wait one second, like that could be Lashon Hara. And I'm like, wait one second, what, Lashon Hara? I'm like, yeah, exactly. Why is that Lashon Hara? Meaning it wasn't Lashon Hara. We didn't say anything negative. But he's like, let's not continue the conversation. Why? Because he knew who he was talking about. So in his mind, if anything would start coming like negative about him, then that could be that he would start looking at his friend that way. Even though I didn't know, and my daughter, we didn't know who he was talking about. And then also I asked him for a bracha. I said to my son, give me a bracha right away. He didn't know what I was talking about. So he was like, you know, Like I said, Shlomo Aryeh, quickly, give me a bracha, give me a bracha. He ended up giving me a bracha because I was like, you know, unbelievable. So those two stories are stories of Bein Adam L'Chaveiro, of sensitivity. And these are two, obviously, you know, ordinary people, but ordinary people just doing great things. That's a great line. Ordinary people doing great things. And that's true. Like, we're not talking about like big tzaddikim stories of the Kloisenberger, stories of all these yesteryears to think. We're talking about regular people who are able to somehow have those moments and have the strength to really think of someone else. And that's really the theme that I wanted to talk about today, which is gaiva. Gaiva is a very, very big subject of someone. Oh, you're a bal gaiva, this gaiva, gaiva. The main point of gaiva, and I'm just going to read it from the Mesillas Yesharim, v'ram levavecha v'shachachta, which means you forget v'shachachta Hashem Elokecha, your heart swells, it becomes big, and you forget about Hashem. Gaiva is yedameh. He says also, ubilvavo yedameh. There's a dimyon. Dimyon means you're not in touch with reality. Gaiva is one of the aspects of gaiva. It's not the forum right now to go into the depth of what gaiva is. And like I said, gaiva, arrogance, or gaiva, however it's even translated, is very, very complex. But basically, the main point is that it's an illusion, meaning you're not in touch with reality. You think you are, but you forget. V'shachachta Hashem Elokecha. You forget about what's important, what's not important. We forget. We forget. I got to argue with someone. I got to fight with someone. I'm right. They're wrong. I'm better. I did this. And a person is so clear, and he's so like, he's sure of himself. Listen to what the Ramchal says. He says, what's the line here? He says that a person has to, he says it's an ivaron. You're blind. You're totally blind to the truth. Here it is. Ki ena gaiva ela ivaron mamish. It's literally you're blinded. You're blinded by thinking something is true. You think you're better. You think you're right. You think you're, but the truth is, it's not. And here's the line. I have this here. It's gaiva. People think that it's you have to think less of yourself. That's not true. That's not being a bal gaiva is not you think less of yourself. It's you think of yourself less, which means you're focused on other people. You're focused. The bal gaiva is totally v'ram levavecha v'shachachta, says Hashem Elokecha. He forgets about other people. He's in his own world, that he forgets what somebody else needs, and he's not tuned in. Again, you think less of yourself. That's what people get nervous about. No, you don't have to think less of yourself, but you think of yourself less, and you think of other people's feelings, and you're willing to put yourself aside. So let's try, each and every one of us, let's try to do something for someone else. It's not so much about changing yourself to be again, it's not the forum to how to work on humbling yourself. That's a big conversation and a big inyan. But to do something for someone else, to not think of yourself and think of the other person, think what they need, think if they're hurt. It's not about whether you're right and they're wrong. It's not about if you're better or they're worse. It's not about that. It's about not thinking about yourself so much and really thinking about other people. Hashem should help us all. We should all be zocha today, as we continue in our morning, in our afternoon, our evening, whatever it is, to think about yourself less. You know, and I'll just end off with this. I remember someone worked in Camp Chaverim in the mountains, a special needs camp. And I remember he was somebody who you know, thought of himself a lot and struggled a lot by analyzing himself. And over the summer, it's like a six weeks. And he came to me, I remember at the end, and he says, like, I feel weird because I don't have time to think about myself. I'm totally just busy helping out these special needs kids. And I said, like, that's beautiful. Like, that's what it's about. It's sometimes we work on ourselves so much and we're so into working on ourselves, but we forget that sometimes it's just great to just not think of ourselves and to think of somebody else. Let us be zocha by thinking of someone else, that we don't have to think less of ourselves, but to not just think of other people as well. And through that, we'll be zocha to the Gula Shlema. Thank you for listening. Have an incredible, amazing first day of the rest of your week, first moment of the rest of your life. And thank you for listening.